Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Felicia Dujon, lecturer in philosophy, Department of History and Philosophy, the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, December 23, 1950, Barbadians flocked to Bridgetown in large numbers in what would have been effectively Christmas Eve because Sunday, December 24th, was not a day for shopping. The Barbados Advocate reported that droves of people filled the city environs as the police, led by their commissioner, directed traffic and ensured the safety of shoppers. With the midday sun sapping the energy of shoppers, many trekked to the popular soda fountains for refreshment, while vendors of polar ice cream had no difficulty attracting good sales. The several baker shops, many of which were located in the Tudor Street, Baxter's Road area, were heavily patronized. Busby Alley was reportedly crowded and impassable as it was the last day for shoppers to acquire their peas and fruits. The largest crowds were obviously seen at the grocery shops, particularly on Robert Street, where attendants worked extremely hard to ensure that everyone was served. Meanwhile, persons thronged the waterfront, not for groceries or gifts, but for the firework and charcoal brought in from British Guiana by the inter-island schooners. For many in the town and country, this source of energy was used in the outdoor kitchen in a designated backyard area. Now, 70 years later, the Christmas Eve shopping remains unchanged, except there are no more gathering of firewood, and supermarkets have taken the place of Robert Street grocery stores.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.